Alrighty then, let's do this. Hello everybody, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Our friend Ed Alexander on the other side of the glass, his smiley face, as we get ready to get into another hour loaded with content on this, the October 22nd, a Thursday, 2015. Hope you're having a good day. Looking forward to a big weekend. A lot going on at the University of Arizona, the 101st homecoming, and we'll be talking with Dr. Ann Weaver Hart, the president of the University of Arizona, about that. She will be our lead-off interview. We'll spend a half an hour with Dr. Hart. Then we will talk with State Senator Steve Farley. Senator Farley was instrumental in getting together a town hall on education, and from what I saw on Facebook, looked like they had a very good crowd at Catalina High School last night for that event. A lot of people concerned about education in this state, and that's a good thing. People talking about it before the legislative session begins. And then we'll close out the show. We'll talk with Margaret Burkholder. Margaret is a Tucson City Council hopeful. We'll talk about her campaign. That's what we've got for you in the hour. Also, we invite you to call us, 790-2040. That is our live line number. My Facebook, it's easy to find. If you know my name, you can find us. And we're always welcoming new friends at Bill Buckmaster. And I've kind of reactivated the Twitter account, so if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, that's at Buckmaster Show. Let's welcome now the president of the University of Arizona, Dr. Ann Weaver Hart. Dr. Hart, how are you?
I'm well, and it's such a pleasure to be here, Bill.
Lots of alums coming to town, thousands of them.
Thousands. We're expecting about 50,000, but I have to interrupt you for a minute. This has been quite a week for you as well.
Hasn't it, though?
Both the Hall of Fame ceremony,
yes.
Ceremony on the
17th. A week ago today.
Oh, a week ago today.
Yes,
okay, I've got my date wrong.
No, week
but
ago
also
today.
Tucson Weekly's survey, favorite talk show in Tucson.
Yeah, that's really exciting. My mind was so preoccupied. A quick little story. I drove off with my laptop on the roof of my car this morning and didn't realize it until I reached the station. And I thought, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? Lo and behold, the laptop was still on the roof of the car. I lucked out.
I think that it's your week. That's
yes.
All I can say, but good for you.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you didn't have to slam on the brakes.
Oh, there you go. You know, speaking of homecoming, 50 years ago, I was scared kid. I was 17 years old, really never been away from the North Shore of Chicago. I came out to Tucson to join a freshman class of, I think there were about maybe 4,000 freshmen at the time, and that was considered the largest class at the time in U of A history, and boy, have the numbers changed.
Absolutely. We admitted a record number this year of outstanding, academically prepared young people from around the world, and it's a little over 8,000. And that first-year class of students is exciting and excited, and we're very much looking forward to having the incredibly accomplished alumni of the University of Arizona return to campus and get to know those young people.
What is the future? What are you looking at? What is considered kind of a sweet spot for enrollment at the University of Arizona?
Well, we've had this discussion a lot at the Arizona Board of Regents. As you know, it's really, really important in the modern economy that the world is facing, that we are a knowledge economy, and a well-educated citizenry, well-prepared with advanced training, post-high school, and with knowledge armed to do the work that we face, is going to be critical. And so the Board of Regents talks a lot about what the size of our three universities should be to respond to the future of Arizona, and has assigned to the University of Arizona the traditional land-grant research university role, but also asked us to grow. and our growth projection is significant. We're over 42,000 now. We'll be about 46,000 in 3 years, and we're looking to systematically preserving the culture and accomplishments of the university while also playing a partnership with the other two universities in our system. The rapid growth has been designated for Arizona State, which is in the population explosion portion of our state.
Right, well,
but
NAU
is also growing
nowadays.
Over 83,000.
83,000, yeah.
So it generates a huge amount of investment opportunity for ASU, and the three of us together fill very different and very important roles for the state. NAU is a large, comprehensive university focusing on bachelor's degrees but with selected excellence. ASU is a comprehensive research university with a cosmopolitan urban focus and rapid growth as its responsibility. And the U of A is the AAU, Association of American Universities Research, land-grant university with medical schools, two of them. And our mission is to stay in that top 100. We are the only university in the state that's ranked by U.S. News and World Report in the top research universities in the world out of 750 this year. We're in the 60s, and we intend to continue to focus on maximizing our accomplishments and the quality experience of our students. So homecoming gives us a great opportunity, not just to have a great football game, but also to have many celebrations on campus. The Cal's breakfast is famous for those of you who are Cal's alums. It's incredible. Engineering breakfast is always a big turnout. All of the academic areas and special interest, special affiliation groups meet. The Greek 100th anniversary is being celebrated. It's really a very exciting weekend.
Well, and the people come for homecoming from certainly all over the country and the world. And as we look ahead now to the next legislative session, last session was very difficult. And as I was saying yesterday on the show, Dr. Hart, that this is the first time that I can remember, and I've been around a long time here in Tucson, where we have been talking about education, not just higher education, but certainly K through 12 education before a legislative session.
Oh, it's critical. We've
so
put
it's moved to the front burner, I think, in the eyes of the public, certainly.
Absolutely. And the Board of Regents and the three university presidents and the president, Eileen Klein, who serves the board directly, have met and worked very hard over the months since the last legislative session to put together a proposal in which we call on the state to join us as partners. We're not asking to return to the days of being a state-funded university. You know, in 88% of our general fund came from state appropriations.
Wow.
Things are really different now.
Yeah.
And all we're asking is for the state to make a commitment grounded in our original constitution to Arizona students and to join us as partners while we continue to contain costs and focus on economies, to fund half the cost of Arizona undergraduates' education. And we currently are not there. We only fund through state appropriations about one-third of Arizona students' higher education. So we have a ways to go, but we believe that that is grounded in our Constitution, that it could be a partnership as we link arms and move forward and do long-range planning, where we do we look at kindergarten, how we fund it, we look at K-12, how we fund it, and what our commitment to our society will be, and we make a commitment to an Arizona college education as part of that overall planning.
And of course, teacher salaries in the K through 12 are some of the lowest in the country. That latest survey shows that in the Tucson area, teachers are making on average $9,000 less than their peers in Phoenix. how does that translate to higher education?
Well, sadly, we're similar. The University of Arizona, as I said, is one of the top research universities in the world, and yet our faculty, when compared to their peers, and it's different by field. Mm-hmm. In some fields, we're farther behind than in others. We're as much as 20% behind market. Now, we can talk about being top five in the world in optics, mm-hmm. and having the Center for Creative Photography being the world central class, point, yeah. of world-class modern photography. And our dance program is ranked number one public, mm-hmm. number five in the country in university programs. And our MIS degree has been in the top five for 30 years. But in the meantime, those incredible graduate students and faculty members and who educate our undergrads and make that intellectual stew that we have so come to appreciate and enjoy is also related to our ability to retain the top people. And we're going to have to look at reallocating internally because faculty salaries are at a crisis level. For the first time since 2008, we had a salary increase in 2013. In my presidency, we have focused on merit only since then, with small increases quietly distributed by people's performance. But 1-3% a year in an environment where we're already so far behind just doesn't get us there. So while the state has excluded us from state employees' salary increases the last two times that those have been provided, we have got to do some internal reallocation to make that happen, which brings us back to the tough decisions that are part of the modern university reality.
All right, it's 12:16 on the Buckmaster Show. Dr. Ann Weaver Hart, President, University of Arizona, sticks around for another segment. We're going to take our first break and listen to the fine people who make this show possible. Please consider giving them your support. We'll be right back.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amado is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Discipline and drive aren't on the shelf at the corner store. They're a part of who you are and the business you're building. We get it. That's why Cox Business and Inc. magazine invite you to attend Get Started Tucson. Join us for this free one-day live event Thursday, November 5th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Scottish Rite Cathedral in Tucson. This is your chance to network with other innovators and entrepreneurs, to learn from experts on how to secure funding, and to watch contest finalists pitch their big idea for a prize package worth thousands. Visit coxblue.com/getstartedtucson to reserve your spot. It's free to attend with complimentary drinks and hors d'oeuvres. Don't miss Get Started Tucson, presented by Cox Business and Inc. magazine. It's Thursday, November 5th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Scottish Rite Cathedral in Tucson. RSVP today at coxblue.com/getstartedtucson.
Okay, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 1222. It is a gorgeous day out there. Yes, we got some rain, unusually in October. Don't usually get rain, but boy, is the air beautiful today. Let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040. Matthew has called and wishes to speak with the president of the University of Arizona, Dr. Ann Weaver Hart. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, first, Dr. Hart, you're doing an incredible job under the most difficult circumstances for any university president.
And thank you.
Do not let any distractions about pay or salary or anything confuse that you have done and are doing. But as we move forward, given the absolute unbelievable budget constraints, my focus is the fact that, and I've brought this to the city council and the county manager's office several times. I said, we aren't the only ones, but I believe we are especially missing out on the tech revolution. I know that you brought in Startup Tucson people to help you focus a little bit on that, and I congratulate you on that.
Thank you, Matthew.
But my recommendation is, given the budget restraints, I think we could partner down. In the old days, we used to say the Pima Community College was a partner up, meaning that people could go to school there, get caught up on their classes, get caught up on things, and then move on to the University of Arizona. Given your budget constraints and given Pima Community College's decreasing enrollment, I think there's a room for a partner down policy, which allows you to have agreements with them to maybe help deal with some of the loss of TAs and things like that by partnering down. In other words, taking excess people down to PCC, offering them that opportunity to take the class at PCC, and I would extend the partnership all the way down. In from a tech perspective, you all need to partner from the university down to PCC down to high school. Thank you, Matthew.
Well, first of all, let me thank you, Matthew, for your insight into the reality, which is that universities and community colleges and economies are very different than they were in the 20th century. And that while we treasure some of our traditions, we are committed to our mission and values, but not to wedded to old ways of doing things that are no longer productive. So I laud you for that and thank you for your thinking. Reverse degrees are actually a big deal for us, and we're talking a lot about ways in which we not only, as you say, partner up, but we also talk about combining incredible liberal arts education with some of the offerings that are available in our community colleges that are more trade or occupation oriented, and in our articulation agreements, which we are focusing on like a laser. I also think that we have to think about education and education opportunity as a societal plan, a long-term plan that recognizes our interdependence and the interlocking opportunities, skills, and expertise that different parts of our society bring to bear on one another's training and education. We have a lot of students who are dually enrolled at Pima Community College.
And you have a good relationship with Chancellor Lambert. You have a good
Absolutely. Lee Lambert and I meet regularly and talk about our shared interests. The other thing, though, that I want to make sure that I don't lose, Matthew, is your reference to technical fields and to the business spinoffs. We, as you know, my first big hire at the University of Arizona was Dr. David Allen, who is the Vice President for Tech Launch Arizona. And we have dramatically increased the flow of technology and ideas developed at the university that become initial proof of concept, that go to licensing agreements, that become young startups, but also licensing agreements with existing companies. And we are in a huge growth spurt in making it easy and natural for our faculty who have those great ideas, whatever their discipline, can capitalize on them and create economic opportunity. And we have a wonderful combination of opportunities of philanthropy and startups with the new Catapult Corporation idea. And we are not closing any doors. We're leaving no stones unturned in that connection between the good of our broader economic and professional world and the wonderful ideas that start at the university.
All right, let's see if we can work in one more call before we let Dr. Hart go on to her busy schedule. And Ingrid would like to speak with Dr. Hart. Hi, Ingrid.
Hi, good afternoon. I have two questions, and they have to do with teaching and research. When will you separate the university's teaching obligation from its research agenda, and why are professors rated their teaching ability? Why is that rated? That rating influenced by their research involvement?
Okay, thank
you,
Andrew.
Let me start with your second question, because the teaching evaluations that our faculty receive are not related to their research involvement and are separate from a very separate part of the promotion and tenure and merit reward system that the faculty have. And in fact, our faculty are world leaders in changing the traditional teaching, research, and service component for recognizing their achievements and rewarding them by adding the translation of their basic knowledge into applications outside of the university, whether that be a startup company or application to the profession in which they are experts. And we now have a four-tiered evaluation process for faculty, but they aren't linked. They are, in fact, separate evaluations. We do very, very comprehensive course evaluations and teacher evaluations that involve the students. And they are separate in that sense because they recognize what faculty are good at. We also have...
Yeah, because some are better at research than they are at teaching.
Absolutely.
And vice versa.
Which is why it's a four-pronged assessment. Mm-hmm. The other thing the university has invested in, as you've probably read in the press in the last few months, is a major $9,000 a year investment in our teachers who are focused on writing and improving writing skills for our students, and in four separate areas of the humanities, which had fallen so far behind in their compensation. And these are for faculty who are non-tenure track and whose responsibilities are primarily teaching. So we do have a faculty who have different workload assignments depending on their skills, and we're focusing a lot on trying to make sure that they are also rewarded for making those contributions. And then the final point that I would make is that we are a knowledge institution and world-class in the creation of new knowledge, as well as in conveying it, passing it on to new generations of citizens. And the better we are, the closer we are at cutting-edge knowledge, the more all of our teaching is integrated into the future, and we don't become mired in our past and irrelevant because of the rapid change in the development of knowledge in our economy.
All right, Dr. Hart, we're going to let you go. But one quick question about the veterinary school. That's moving forward.
Absolutely.
My love of animals. I'm glad that they're doing that.
Absolutely. And it's important for you. And I'd ask you to watch this because we're doing something that is groundbreaking in veterinary medicine, in the same way our Banner partnership is groundbreaking in academic human medicine. And that is that we are not competing with the private industry. We are not building a $300 million vet hospital, animal hospital, to compete with the private industry. We are integrating life sciences, mm-hmm. biomedical sciences, from iPlant grant, the $100 million NSF grant we have, through to all the work we're doing in population health. 75 to 80% of the diseases that human beings are subject to worldwide are of animal origin, and we are going to continue to be pushing that envelope of One Health. So watch for more and more information about how that animal science and biomedical, human and animal science, is integrated into the new Vet Med program, and the Vet Med program is a part of the One Health initiative.
That's a shot in the arm for Oro Valley as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And it was a building that we've owned for a long time that's been empty.
Mm. All right, Dr. Hart, have a great homecoming weekend. A lot going on at the University of Arizona. Thanks for stopping by and visiting with us.
My pleasure, Bill, always.
Thanks a lot. Ann Weaver Hart with us on the Buckmaster Show. State Senator Steve Farley will be up next as we continue on this Thursday edition. Be right back.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here. Aren't you?
Bruce Beach.
You're
Janos Wilder.
I know that face.
Don Pooley.
Hey there.
Bill Harlow.
Great to see you.
Dave Barry.
Thanks for coming.
Diana Cannon.
Hey, I'm really glad you're here.
Brenda Viner.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
John Feeney.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
You know that face.
Hey, it's Brian Jeffries.
Aren't you?
Ryan Hansen.
Hey, this is great. My neighbor's here.
Dane Wall.
You made it.
Bob Logan.
Can I get you anything?
David Sluts.
I thought I just saw you out.
Casey Palinchak.
This is a blast.
Bob Schaff.
Hey, you're
Bert Williams.
I'm speechless.
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, Ken, look who's here.
John Lewis.
Yeah, I know John. John Lewis, Commerce Bank of Arizona. Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party, too. We're now offering flowers, decor, and so much more. Check out our new business, Flower Design and Decor Company, 3619 East Speedway, just west of Alvernon, or online at ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Hi, Dr. Kevin Lehman. Want to see the fastest draw in all the West? Want to see it again? Anyway, if you're looking for somebody to take care of those termites that you've got in your house, do yourself a favor. Call my friend Shelby Hawkins over at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. They do a great job, they're economical, and they're friendly to our environment. 886-0045.
We're Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm going over the checklist for our holiday party at Reed Park Zoo.
Santa, music, falling snow, twinkling lights, and food are already going to be there. Reed Park Zoo takes care of everything.
I didn't realize it would be so easy.
Honey, all you have to do is call and book the party.
Whether you're hosting a formal wedding or a casual barbecue, the Reed Park Zoo provides a fun environment for an unforgettable event. For more information about booking your next get-together, visit reedparkzoo.org.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. You'll read stories from around the world ignored by the mainstream media. Stories from the Gatestone Institute, the Washington Free Beacon, the Washington Times News Service, and other great outlets. It is world news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Sometimes opportunity knocks. You've definitely met opportunity, and it may have even found you online. Opportunity also calls. It calls to see if you have an open appointment, even though it's really last minute. It calls to place a rush order for delivery, and it calls to ask about your holiday hours. With Cox Business Voice Manager, you can always follow up with opportunity. So when it leaves a voicemail, you'll get it right to your email, which means all of your important messages reach you online. With Cox Business, you'll never miss an opportunity, no matter how it presents itself.
Bundle Cox Business Voice Manager and Internet for only $99 per month with a one-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card. Mention reward promo to qualify. Online redemption required. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 1/3/16. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's just 3 hours east of Tucson, and it's a great experience. We send a lot of the Buckmaster Show listeners over there. They say, well, we had no idea it was such a great part of the American Southwest, a great portion of the state of New Mexico, southwest New Mexico, and there is so much to do over there, including hiking in the Gila National Wilderness Area. And of course, there's the famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, which is just a few minutes really north of Silver City, and the elevation in Silver City is about 5,500 feet, kind of a mile high elevation, which makes for really a great opportunity to enjoy autumn weather over there with kind of mild days and very cool nights now this time of year. And all those autumn leaves have certainly changed color in Silver City and Grant County. So if you're looking for a great getaway, it's just 3 hours east of Tucson to check out Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. And you can check out all the great things to do and places to stay, like Bear Mountain Lodge and Casitas de Gila guest houses, by going to their website, southwestnewmexico.org. Well, we were hoping to have Steve Farley, a state senator, with us on the line. Apparently, he got tied up. There was an education forum here in Tucson last night. Perhaps you were there. If you were, give us a call, 790-2040, to talk about education. A lot of people did go to the event at Catalina High School, and they actually had a very good crowd out there at Catalina for the Education Town Hall. If you would like to join us, 790-2040. And Steve Farley, is he with us? Yes. Steve, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Bill?
Good. Doing very well. How did the event go last night?
It was amazingly successful. I was so impressed. I was worried because we had a pretty big auditorium there at Catalina High School, but we ended up filling the place. And not only that, TUSD was doing a live stream, and we had 100 more people on the live stream watching it, according to the data. It was really wonderful to have people from across the spectrum. We had Mike Varney from the Tucson Chamber. We had a realtor speaking. We had Alex Rodriguez speaking on behalf of the Arizona Technology Council. We had a mother of four school-age kids who was going to Pima College. We had teachers, we had all sorts of people talking about what the budget cuts have meant to them, and we provided solutions for how we actually can fix this thing and how we can do it now. I'm hoping this leads to the kind of momentum that we have to have in order to push this funding forward.
We had Diane Douglas on the show on Tuesday, and she was talking about her plan, which is very compatible with the Democratic plan.
Exactly. And in fact, even the governor's plan is compatible with the Democratic plan. So the important thing to point out is that what the Democratic plan does is provide a way that we can provide money for our schools immediately without raising taxes to settle the K-12 inflation lawsuit. And we know that just settling the lawsuit isn't enough for our schools. That just gets us up to zero, because that's about funding for inflation and enrollment growth. Once you do that, we're still 50th in the country. We need to increase our spending on our schools. And just to show how behind we are, if we spent $2,000 per pupil more, we'd be tied with Texas for 48th. Mm. So we need to do more. It has to be the Democratic plan. But first, you got to settle the lawsuit. Because how will you ever go to voters for approval on a land trust proposal if you still aren't carrying out what they told you to do in Prop 301? we got to carry through with our promises and our commitments.
And once
we do that, we can talk with the governor about his plan and how we can make it more reasonable.
And Steve, we just spent the first half hour of the show with Dr. Ann Weaver Hart, who was here at the station talking with us about higher education. But, you know, these surveys showing Tucson and the state teachers making so much less than the rest of the country, that affects everything, including our three state universities.
It does. And when you look at the way we've been shedding our teachers in Arizona, 24% of first-year teachers leave after the first year, and 20% of second-year teachers. That's 44% are gone after 2 years. And nationally, the average is 46% leave after 4 years. So we're having a real hard time retaining teachers, much less recruiting them. And the low salaries are a major part of it, along with the general lack of support. Because we're not even buying textbooks and computers for our classrooms anymore, as I know in my own daughter's classes at Tucson High.
Well, the good news, State Senator Steve Farley, is that we are talking about education before a legislative session begins. I cannot remember, Steve, a time where that has been the case in many, many years. Education was normally talked about when the legislative session got underway, and then the talk of the budget cuts, and then everybody talked about it. Now everybody's talking about it before the session begins.
And that's the most encouraging thing to me, is that everyone, no matter what side they're on, is talking about the need for additional funding for education. The reason that some of the people are talking about it, most notably the President Biggs and Speaker Gowan, is because some of their own caucus members have literally been chased out of town halls by angry parents. and they've come back to their leaders and said, look, we got to have something for cover, so come up with some plan. I'm not sure that the legislative plan is necessarily a sincere effort to solve the issue, because they're depending on rating first things first and taking that money away from early childhood education. So there's no sense in making it harder for kids to be ready to learn while you're trying to put money into the schools. And the fact is, we have the money. We now have a surplus of $650 million through the end of fiscal 17 projected, as well as the $460 million rainy day fund. All we need is $330 million a year to settle the lawsuit right away and get that money right to our schools, and we have it sitting around. So there's no reason why not to do that money with existing funds, because every year that goes by is another year lost for a grade level of kids.
All right, State Senator Steve Farley, thank you very much for giving us a few minutes. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
Okay. State Senator Steve Farley, he represents District 9. He is a Democrat, and he's really been in the lead on this whole education issue. We are now coming up to 12:46 on the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Tomorrow, our special guest will be the mayor. Jonathan Rothschild will be joining us on the Buckmaster Show. But up next, Margaret Burkholder, candidate, Ward 4 for Tucson City Council. We'll be talking with Margaret about the campaign. But right now, let's hear some from the folks that support the program. We'll be right back.
It's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
If you're ready to landscape it, light it, floor it or store it, paint it, plant it, drill it or grill it, better get to the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Fall Home and Garden Show, October 23rd, 24th, and 25th, with free TCC parking. Sponsored by Patio Pools and Spas, Kinetico, Mattress Firm, Tucson Electric Power, and Russet Heating and Air Conditioning. Discount admission coupons at SavaHomeShow.com. Sava's Fall Home and Garden Show. It's the best home show ever built.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Let's go now to the live line. Margaret Burkholder is with us, who is a marketer Republican who hopes to unseat long-term incumbent Shirley Scott in Ward Number 4. Margaret, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, how is the campaign going here in the final stretches?
You know, I'm excited to see the momentum that goes with this campaign, and you know, it's a little very humbling. I was going to say a little bit humbling. It's very humbling to know how many people are working so hard to see me elected, and it's also very humbling to know how hard campaigning is. I mean, this is, it's definitely a labor of love, I have to say.
There's a lot of work involved, and certainly you're a very busy woman. You teach math, and you're a member of the, and I believe, what, 10 years on the Vail School Board?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so, I mean, you've got a full plate, and then finding the time to campaign, that's, I'm sure you're burning the midnight oil, as they say.
Oh, yes.
So what has been the major issue that people want to talk about, Margaret?
I think there's a couple things. Obviously, the roads. We all drive on the roads, and it's a very visible symptom of some of the financial and fiscal problems that Tucson finds itself in. But the other thing I think people are really wanting to know is they want to see hope in Tucson's future. They want to know that this is something that we can fix. And so that's one of the things that I'm advocating. You need intelligent leadership, you need intentional leadership, and you need courageous leadership to turn this city in the right direction.
What would you do specifically, Margaret Burkholder, to turn this city in the right direction?
The only way to fix the problems that we have are financial, because as you know, everything costs money, whether we look at social services or roads, fire, police, parks. I mean, they all come down to money. The only way to fiscally be able to pay for the things that we want to be able to provide for Tucsonans is to have more tax revenue through more taxpayers, not asking everybody to pay more, instead have more taxpayers. So if people have more expendable income, then they can purchase with their purchasing power, and that's how the city gets most of its revenues, through sales tax. So being able to have more jobs and better paying jobs. On the Vail School District, we had metrics in which we measured success. And my metric for measuring success as a city councilwoman would be to look at median income. What is the median income in Tucson? We need to raise that.
Well, many people say it's always been a poor community and it's always going to be that way. What do you say to those people?
No, because, I mean, because we're poorer, and I use that quote thing with my fingers, I definitely don't see that. Are we impoverished? Absolutely. But this gives us so much potential for businesses that want to move into our area. We have land available. We have building. We have empty storefronts. So because of all this and because of our depressed economy, they can come and get things at a good and fair value. And because if we're looking at recruiting nationally and even internationally, we have one of the lowest cost of living in the country. So we have great weather. I mean, look at today. If we could order up 364 more days like today,
yep.
You know, we have amazing weather. We have a beautiful views. We have a very warm and caring community. Anyone who's lived in other parts of the country, you recognize how, you know, socially, the West is just very open and you love being with your neighbors. I mean, who we are. There's no reason we can't recruit some small, medium, and large size companies. And, you know, one of the other things people are asking, like, what are those specific things? You have to have, just like you want a varied portfolio for your financial retirement, we need a varied portfolio of job creators in this community. Half of our job creations come from small business.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the current council is not friendly to small business. You know, I mean, it's like every week another restaurant has closed. A lot of that is because we have these mom-and-pop restaurants that opened in the 60s, in the 70s, and they've passed it along to their children, but maybe it's time to leave the family. They cannot sell that business, even in cut losses, because of all of the requirements to bring that restaurant back up to code. And so we just got to figure out how can the city be business friendly so we can have jobs created for our students. I'm sure if people have been listening to me, you've heard me say this before, but the U of A, our number one export in Tucson is U of A grads. We've got to find a way to have good jobs here so we can build strong families and safe neighborhoods right here in Tucson.
How about the roads? They are being fixed, are they not?
Yeah, but that we have not spent any M&O money, maintenance and operation money. We have not done any maintenance on the roads in more than 5 years. We have a $1.2 billion budget, and you can't tell me there's not $1 million in there to actively maintain roads. It's just like they let them go, and now they're using RTA funds. And RTA, we ask the community, can we invest money and improve roads? This should not be for maintenance of roads. The RTA should be for improving intersections, adding more roads, adding lanes, changing the lights. That's what the bond was designed for, not maintenance. So people say, oh, I'm seeing projects on the roads. Yeah, but that's a different issue. It's like building an addition on your house, but you've never done the monthly maintenance on your house. And so you have a new addition, but the rest of your house is falling apart. That doesn't make sense. And this is what we're living with city council.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what's going on here, because we're now less than 2 weeks away from Election Day. So I'm sure you're pounding the pavement, so to speak.
Absolutely. I've been knocking on doors And if there are people I know, because my general rule is I don't make phone calls after 9 o'clock, and I'm not going to knock on someone's
door.
But there was a couple.
There was a couple people
that I knew who lived there. I mean,
don't.
I had been there before, but they were very surprised to see me knocking on their door at 9:30. I'm like, I am so sorry, but this is some information I need to make sure that you have.
And, yeah, well,
you
know, don't call after 9 o'clock for sure.
No, not at all.
Okay, so where can people find out more? Your website?
Yes. Our website is TucsonWinds.com.
TucsonWinds.com.
Okay. You can find me on Facebook, Margaret for Tucson, and, of course, Twitter, Burkholder 2015.
All right. Thank you very much, Margaret Burkholder. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks. The last thing I'd add is every vote counts. And if you support me, then you need to vote and you need to ask your friends to vote because it's going to take a group to get this done. So thank you so much for having me on. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot. Margaret Burkholder with us on the Buckmaster Show. 12:59 now. I want to promote our local talk shows here. We do a lot of local talk on KVOI this afternoon. Mike Shaw has his show from 4 to 5, and then it all begins tomorrow, our local talk. We do 3 hours from 6 to 9, Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe, and then the Daily Double, Chris DeSimone, with a different guest host every day from 8 to 9, then me, Bill Buckmaster, with you during the noon hour. And tomorrow we will feature, we'll talk more about the city with the city mayor, Jonathan Rothschild, be my guest. Till then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.